Hey, this is Bill Klaproth, your host for Which Way Is Life, the podcast designed to help you find a healthier, inspired life. So in life, you're always adjusting, evolving, growing, and that's what's happening to my podcast. I'm making a change. I want to get you to useful information faster. On most podcasts, it's a couple of minutes before the good stuff starts. So I want to be different and get you to the goods right away. So if you only have a few minutes to listen on the bus, in your car, in your office, at work, we get you something that you can hopefully put into action to make your life better right away. So, all right, enough of me blabbing. So excited to have Tony Jacobson on with us today, episode number 46. Tony is an author, speaker, and healthy living coach whose mission is to help everyone live the healthy life they deserve. Tony was born with a rare physical disability that makes his bones brittle. And although he has had 70 broken bones, 12 surgical procedures, and 4 steel rods inserted into his bones, he maintains one unbreakable spirit, and he's out with a brand new book, Disable Your Disability, Live the Healthy Life You Deserve. Tony, thank you for being on with me today. I really appreciate it. And as you know, I like to start the show with what I call the one thing. Tony, are you ready?
I am ready.
Beautiful. Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
The one thing that everyone can do, regardless if they have a disability or not, is to just get started. Start today. It doesn't matter where you're at physically. You just need to do something today to get started towards a healthy life.
It's kind of like that inertia thing, right? It's hardest to get started, but once you get started and if you keep at it, it just gets a little easier and easier and easier. So that's great advice. Just get started.
Yep.
I love that. Okay, Tony, before we dig into your story, let us in on your personal life. Who are you when you're not saving the world?
Well, gosh, I save the world a lot of the time, but when I'm not doing that, you know, I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a Toastmaster. I love to get up and speak in front of audiences, and, you know, I love hip-hop music. I love it. I love to get out and listen to music and, you know, just be around people, and help inspire people. So, yeah, I guess that's who I am.
I love it. That sounds wonderful. And I quickly want to mention, Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles for you to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. So, Tony, give us a quick snapshot of this disease, osteogenesis imperfecta. What was your life like growing up with this?
Well, gosh, life was tough for me. I may have not have known it at the time as I was going through it, but in retrospect, you know, it was tough. Like you said in my intro, you know, I've broken my bones about 70 times. Most of that was during my childhood. So because of that, I used a wheelchair. I couldn't walk when I was growing up. So I used a wheelchair during my childhood and suffered a lot of my breaks during that time. Luckily for me, I got stronger as I got into my late teens, and I started to walk on crutches when I got into my late teens. So I was still suffering breaks and still kind of going through adversity at that time, but I was up on crutches, so that was great. And then when I got into my early 20s was when I had my biggest breakthrough, and I had a surgery that kind of replaced one of the rods in my legs, and it straightened out my legs, made them the same length. And I finally took my first steps unassisted for the first time when I was 24 years old. So that was the first time I actually walked on my own, was when I was 24. So just growing up with this disability, you know, it was tough. I had a lot to deal with as far as, well, everything in life. And basically a lot of the physical challenges that I had along the way. So, you know, I was in the wheelchair, I went to crutches, and then I finally started walking when I was 24. So that kind of sums up growing up with osteogenesis imperfecta. Now, I have type 1, which is the most mild form of it, and I've broken about 70 times, somewhere around there. There's people that have more severe types that have broken hundreds of times. So, you know, it kind of runs the gamut as far as OI is concerned, and it's brittle bones, but it does affect more than that because of the collagen disorder. so there are other concerns that can arise from it. And, you know, I've been starting to deal with that now a little bit as I've gotten older. I'm 45 now. So, yeah, that's kind of how I dealt with it growing up.
So as a young child, you would, like, fall and you would break your arm. I mean, it was that severe, right? Or your bones were that brittle. I mean, or you'd bump into a wall and something would break.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was times when, you know, it wouldn't have to be even a traumatic accident. It wouldn't have to be a fall or a bump. There was a couple times where I would just kind of step wrong, like my leg would maybe move a certain way, or I would just push on my arm and be pushing in a weird angle, and my arm would break. So it really, it could happen from all different things. It didn't have to be an actual, like, traumatic accident.
Right. So at 24, you took your first step. You were basically walking unassisted. So then I bet you were like, okay, this is great. I'm walking, but I am not going to do anything crazy because I don't want to break anything else. I'm just going to walk and take it easy, right? And then at age 42, you said you found yourself in the worst shape of your life because you didn't want to accidentally break another bone, right? Is that so? That period between 24 and 42, you were just, I'm taking it easy, right?
Yeah, that was absolutely it. It was a compound of everything that had happened during my childhood, and the biggest thing was always hearing "be careful" from my parents and from my siblings and from my family and friends. Everybody around me would always tell me to be careful. So as I got into my adulthood and I started walking, like, that's all I thought of. It was just ingrained in my psyche, you know? So it's just, I always heard that. I always heard it in my head, so I didn't do anything physical. Like my 20s, my 30s, I was being careful all the time. I didn't do anything physical. I was always just kind of the guy to make an excuse to not go on that hike or go do any sort of physical activity. And you're absolutely right. Because of that, you know, I ate what I wanted. I didn't even think about my health, really. And my health started to decline during those years.
Mm-hmm. So that "be careful, be careful, be careful," people were just trying to be nice and had your best interests in their mind, but in a way that probably hurt you a little bit because you were constantly being hit with "be careful," so you're like, I better be careful.
Yeah, that was exactly it. It was something that just got stuck in my head, and you're right, they were looking out for my best interest. They wanted to make sure that I didn't break. They didn't like to see me in pain. They didn't like to see what I had to go through as far as healing time and any of the emotional and psychological things that I would go through when I would have a break. So I know that they were looking out for me. I mean, people still do it to this day. Even since I've gone through what I've gone through, people will still tell me to be careful. Once they hear that it's brittle bones, that's just the automatic thing that people think of. They just automatically think of, well, you got to be careful. Don't do that. Don't do this, you know. So it is. Was always something that was in my mind that stopped me from trying anything.
What was the switch? Was that it where you said, okay, that's it. I have to live my life because I can't keep on this path. I'll be fat and dead when I'm 50.
Yeah, I mean, that was, you know, there was a little bit of time before that happened where I was trying to get healthy. My wife has always been healthy, and she's always tried to encourage me to live a healthier lifestyle, and I had little glimpses of it up to that time. And even before my 40th birthday, I said to myself, you know, I could see myself getting unhealthier, getting worse, and I said, you know what, I want to be healthy by the time I'm 40. And, you know, 40 came and went, and then those couple years, like right after that, it was really getting crucial. I was always having really bad heartburn, and that was the trigger. My stomach was the trigger that took me to the doctor, and I had him take a look. And when I found out that I may have had a small heart attack, it really was the scare. You know, that was the scare where I was like, okay, I have to do something. Like, this is it. So that was the switch that really got flipped to tell me, okay, Tony, you have to do something. But the problem was all of the previous years mentally of what I had gone through and what had been stopping me. So there was a short time in between kind of what I call flipping the switch and actually starting to get into the process of getting healthier And I call it the gap because it was, okay, I have to get healthier, but I don't know what to do that until the time that I actually started started my transformation. So that was the kickoff, just hearing that and realizing, man, you know, because with OI, it's a collagen thing, and there's a lot of issues with the heart that could happen. So once I heard that, I was like, man, I got to do something because, you know, like you said, I'm going to be dead. I'm going to be dead soon if I don't do something. But it was all of that other baggage that I had to work on before I could step foot in the gym.
Right. It was more mental than physical at that point. And is that when you came up with the phrase, and I love this, I had to embrace my disability if I ever wanted to disable it. I love that line. Is that when you came up with that?
That's absolutely it. And, you know, I didn't even realize it until I got into my program, until I got into my my training program. And I started working out, and I started seeing the possibilities, and I started seeing the progress, and I started feeling the progress, which is even bigger. And, you know, it was maybe a couple months into it, and that's when it hit me. And I was like, wow, like, finally embracing it, finally saying, like, you know, finding out what it was, finding out what I could do, testing my limits, like all of that stuff really helped me realize that this is how I disable this disability. This is how I actually can control it differently and look at it differently. Because all the time up till then, it was controlling me and it was stopping me from doing things. And I was trying to deny it. You know, like there were a lot of times I was like, well, you know, I didn't really talk about my disability. I didn't think about it, but I was still living with the consequences of it, of the weakness, of the broken bones, etc. So once I was able to flip that switch and embrace it and say, you know, all right, I'm taking control of you now. You're not controlling me anymore. I'm controlling you. That's absolutely when everything changed. It was mind-blowing, and that's really why I'm doing what I'm doing now with the book. And I started the website and I started the blog because I wanted to share with other people what I was going through, because I know that there's other people that are stuck where I was, you know? So this has really fueled everything for what I'm working on now.
So Tony, is that when Disable Your Disability came to you?
Well, initially when I started it was Disable My Disability because it was all about me. And I was telling my story, and I was sharing, and I was doing blog, and I was just doing that. I was sharing my story. Then, when I realized this is for everybody, that's when it changed to Disable Your Disability, because I knew it was bigger than me. I knew it was about, it wasn't about me anymore, because I did it, and I was able to get through it, and now it's about everybody else, and how can I help other people? So that's when I really started to create more things through the online channel, through my website, disableyourdisability.com, and I started doing training. I went and I got my certification as a personal trainer after this, by the way, because I was just so passionate about what I could do with exercise and just learning more about the anatomy and the physiology. So I went and got my certification. I started training people through my online program. And it's not only people with OI that have the same disability that I have, it's people that have other types of disabilities, people that just feel stuck and they want a different way to work out and a different method. So it's just really exciting to be able to offer this to people. And then the book really came because I knew I had to do a book. I knew I wanted to share my story in a way where I could tell more about it. And I could just, you know, really give some surefire methods and ideas and concepts and get this out to a wider audience.
And you have done that, and I want to encourage everyone to go to your website. And when you hear Tony's story and then you see him going through these workouts, you know, it does say, gosh, if this guy can do it, I can do it. Because when you learn of the 70 broken bones and not really walking, not starting to walk unassisted to your 24, when I see you doing push-ups and running and jumping, I'm like, Jesus, if this guy can do it, I mean, come on, man. We all can do this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Go watch that video. I mean, it's very moving.
Yeah, I encourage everyone to come to the website and check out what's going on. DisableYourDisability.com. Come to the website and check out what's going on. and how can I help? That's what it's all about.
Well, that's so cool. Well, thank you for sharing your inspiring story with us today. And coming up, we get the high five from Tony Jacobson. And I have one simple goal for this podcast, and I want people to walk away with something they've heard to improve their life, to make their life better, to have more meaning and more joy in their life. So if you could, if you have an iTunes account after the interview with Tony, jump over to iTunes, rate and review the podcast. By doing that, we gain a wider audience, and it gives us a chance to help more people, which this podcast is all about. The High Five with Tony is next. Which Way is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way is Life for your free audio book. Time for the high five with my guest today, Tony Jacobson. Tony, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Question number one, considering where your life is at now, if you had the chance back then at a normal life, would you have chosen it?
Oh, gosh. You know, I don't think so, because I feel that we all have our destination and our path, and I think that what I'm going through now and the way and impact that I'm having on people and other people's lives, as well as my own, I think this is exactly how it's supposed to be.
Mm. You know, that's so funny. I ask a lot of people that same question that have gone through some really tough periods and have had a lot of adversity in their life, and they generally will say, nope, wouldn't trade it at all, because that adversity has made me who I am today. So, nope, wouldn't change a thing.
Yep.
So that's amazing. All right, question number two. When things got really tough for you, what inspired you to keep going?
I think my biggest inspiration has been my wife. Hmm. My wife has always been there with exactly what to say and do in those toughest times. So, and I feel that I've faced my toughest times most recently. Even with everything that's happened throughout my life, I know that I've faced my toughest times in most recent years, and she's always been there for me. Her name is T. Marie, and she's awesome, and she continues to inspire me every single day to be a better person.
Mm, that's wonderful. And she had to be there encouraging you, not holding you back. She had to be there going, yes, do this, Tony. Exercise.
Yep.
Run. You can do this. Do it.
Yep.
So, oh, that's great. All right, question number three. So you mentioned you are a personal trainer now. So what does your fitness regimen consist of?
Yeah, mine personally is pretty much making sure that I exercise at least 3 days a week, making sure that I'm concentrating on what I'm eating, which is even more important than the exercise, and I'm constantly in self-development mentally. So I'm always reading a new book that's about development, self-development, self-help, you know, just getting my psychological game and my mental game up, my emotional game. So it's kind of like the whole body, the holistic view at everything.
I like that. It's like a three-pronged approach. That's really cool. So do you have a favorite, question number four, do you have a favorite quote or a book you can share with our audience?
I would say my favorite quote, and I have it on a coffee mug, is "Life begins at the end of your comfort zone." Neil Donald Walsh. I live by that. Now I live by that. Understanding what that means, getting out of your comfort zone is where things change for the better.
You know, that quote really describes you getting out of that comfort zone. You were really afraid to get out of that comfort zone because you thought something bad would happen. So that quote really does apply to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Question number five. Finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
To take responsibility. To take responsibility for myself. And that really is really going back to the physical part of myself and the mental stuff that's involved with that. So taking responsibility and embracing.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. Well, Tony, thank you again for being on with me. And how can we connect with you?
The best way to get in contact with me is through the website, disableyourdisability.com. You can find out everything that's going on with me and how I can best serve you through the website. You can also get me on social media, of course. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. On Instagram, it's at disableyourdisability. And on Facebook, it is also at disableyourdisability. Those two social media channels are my biggest, so please join me there. I have a lot going on social media every day. And then also on the website, blog posts and contact and all the information is there on the website.
All that good stuff. And we're going to put links to all of Tony's social media on the show notes page at RadioMD.com. So just search for my podcast, Which Way Is Life? You'll find Tony there, and all of those links will be there. Well, Tony, thank you so much for sharing your inspiring story with us today. I really appreciate it. And as I like to close out my shows, I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes, which is, remember to enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Tony, thank you again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, and I enjoy your podcast. Everybody, make sure you subscribe, because this Which Way Is Life is an awesome podcast.
Yeah, what Tony said. Yeah. All right, Tony, thank you again. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. Hopefully you got something out of that episode with Tony. A lot of fun. Really, go to his website. Watch that video. Just go do that. I'm telling you, it's very inspiring, very moving. And thank you for listening to Which Way Is Life. Remember, to catch every episode, just hit subscribe. We come out with a new one every Monday and Thursday. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcast. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter and Facebook. You can also check out the show notes page at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.